It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxter. On the little things in life, brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
Are you home already? I haven't even thought about dinner.
Why don't we go out to eat tonight?
Go out? Honey, with the cost of things? No. It's much too expensive.
You see? You said I never ask you out to eat. When I do suggest it, you say no.
We eat so much cheaper or more cheaply at home.
You always say that.
Well, that's true.
All right, so what? We never do eat out. I guess we can afford it once in a while. Now, come on. Aunt Maggie.
But it's the middle of the week. It isn't even a special occasion.
Debbie! Where is everybody?
Debbie's studying and Aunt Maggie's upstairs, too, I think.
No. I was in the den during the crossword puzzle. What's the matter?
Nothing. I just suggested we all go out for dinner.
Go out? Why? It's so expensive.
That's just what I said, Aunt Maggie.
We've got that leftover beef roast. I can grind it up and make a nice hash. Won't take me any time at all.
Now, wait a minute. I am inviting you all out to dinner, so powder your noses and let's get going.
Well, it seems very extravagant to me. Isn't a Saturday or anything special?
I know. It's just what I
said. Well, why does it have to be special to go out to eat for a change? Oh. Let me give you all a night off from having to get dinner, especially since you haven't started it anyway, huh? Now, go on. Get ready.
Well, I certainly have to do more than just powder my nose, Bob. I'm not going this way. I have to put up my hair, for one thing.
Yes, my goodness. I want to take a bath and get dressed up.
Sure. Look, we don't have to go to someplace fancy.
Well,
Debbie!
I can't go anyplace with my hair looking like this.
Your hair looks fine.
Oh,
now,
fine.
Let's not make a big production out of it.
Honey, I have to put the top and the sides up at least and then sit under the dryer for 15 minutes.
I'll have to iron my white blouse.
Yeah, I will.
What do you
probably...
want, Daddy?
I'm taking you all out for dinner tonight.
Tonight?
Yes.
I can't go. I've got too much studying to do.
We aren't going to be out that long. If you'll get ready in 10 minutes, we'll drive to the Willows and it'll be early so there won't be a crowd and we'll eat and get back home.
Well, what's the occasion? Why are we going out for dinner tonight?
Well, there's no occasion. I'm just inviting you all out.
Oh, the Willows, dear. I mean, the Willows isn't open tonight and anyhow, I don't think the food's very good there anymore. Elaine told me they changed the chef there. She said it was just terrible now.
Okay, I don't care where we go.
How about the Shanghai Express? I love Chinese food.
Well, I don't. Is that the place you took me to lunch one day when we were Christmas shopping?
Yes, we had those marvelous shrimp.
Oh, I don't care at all for those. Not at all. I really don't care much about Chinese food anyway.
That's because you always order chow mein, Aunt Maggie, which really isn't a Chinese dish at all. Now, if you would just try Mugu Gai Pan or beef with oyster sauce. They have dozens of marvelous dishes with almonds, pecans,
and those. Well, when I order something, I like to know what I'm getting.
Why don't we go to some Italian place, get spaghetti?
It's too fattening.
Oh, Mother, you don't have to get spaghetti. Get veal parmigiana. You like that?
I don't care where we go. Let's just go.
I know. How about the old mill?
Oh, yes, no, it's
too
far
away. You love that, it has that gift shop and all those antiques.
Is that the place that has the wonderful sticky cinnamon rolls?
Yes, and the homemade bread.
I hate those sticky cinnamon rolls. My fingers are sticky for the rest of the meal.
Oh, well, you can always get up and wash them, you know.
I know. How about the 4-star barbecue?
Oh.
That's awful. That raucous music they play so loud you can't even talk. Mm. How about seafood? Let's go to Fishnet.
No, I don't like that place. It's always crowded, the tables are too close together, and all that sawdust on the floor.
I thought you didn't care where we went.
Well, I don't, but I hate the fishnet.
I don't think I feel like fish anyway tonight.
I don't either. I'd rather have spaghetti.
No, I don't want that. I don't feel like Italian food tonight.
Well, what do you feel like?
What do you feel like?
I feel like just having dinner. I don't care what it is. Now, could we make up our minds? Go and get ready, and that's the first thing.
Well, I don't think I'll go, Daddy. I can just fix myself a hamburger. Clark said he might drop over tonight.
You're going with us. Now, I'm taking you all out.
All right, I better go put up my hair.
I've got to take a bath and iron my white blouse.
Well, I'll have to call Clark and tell him so he doesn't come while we're gone.
Okay, do what you have to do, but let's get going. You complained that I never take you out, so now I am taking you out.
All right, dear, all right. It's just that a woman likes some advance notice. We could have been all ready to go if you told us this morning.
I didn't think of it this morning.
Well, while we're getting ready, would you feed the dog and the cat?
Huh? Oh, yeah, okay.
The cat's food is on the shelf in the pantry. He doesn't like the canned tuna anymore. He only wants the dry food in those packets, you know. And he won't eat the kidney flavor. He wants the liver flavor. And on top of that, sprinkle a little bit from the box that says fish, cheese, and egg-flavored nuggets. That's for tidbits.
Look, I don't feed the cat.
Well, give him what I told you, otherwise he gets real mad.
It is ridiculous the way you pamper that cat.
Well, he has his likes and dislikes the way any other person does.
That cat is not a person.
Yes, he is. Dara thinks he is. And the dog. Now, Alex's dinner's also in the pantry. Just give him 2 cups of the dry food. And then on a plate in the refrigerator are some leftovers, covered with tinfoil. That's for him. That's for his tidbits for the top.
Why do our animals always get these so-called tidbits?
Because otherwise they don't eat.
They'll eat if they're hungry.
No, they don't. We have never had a dog who wolfs his dinner down the way these dogs do on television. I think they must starve them before. Because our dogs have always been very fussy, you know.
Because you make them fussy. You feed Alex at the table, you slip him bites of this or that.
Oh, I don't either.
Well, I see you. He sits beside you, he puts a paw on your knee and looks up at you and drools, and you give him half your dinner.
Oh, he's adorable when he does that, isn't he? So cute. Now, look, don't put water on his dry food. There's a little chicken broth left in the mayonnaise jar. Put that on. It has more flavor. He likes that
better.
I'll
feed him and the cat. Now, get ready. And while you're all getting ready, I will decide where we're going to eat.
All right, you decide. You know, you should have said that to begin with. Women like to be invited out and just told where they're going.
Uh-huh. Sure. Well, all right, go on now. Get ready.
Dear Bob, could I talk to you for a minute?
You're not ready?
No,
I just made reservations at the old mill, and I said we'd be there in half an hour, and there you are with your hair still in curlers.
Yeah, I know that's the point or part of it anyhow. The hair dryer doesn't work.
Well, heat up the oven and stick your head in it. You've done that before.
I don't feel like putting my head in the oven, and it takes forever to dry your hair that way anyhow. Listen.
Isn't Aunt Maggie ready?
No.
Or Debbie?
No, honey, Aunt Maggie scorched her white blouse. She was rushing so, and her other good clothes, as she puts it, are at the dry cleaners.
Well, she must have something to wear.
Debbie doesn't really want to go anyway.
Why?
Well, because Clark wants to come over early tonight. Earlier than when we'd get back home.
Okay, so she can give up seeing Clark for one night, can't she? Well, can't she?
Well, she wants to see him, dear.
She would prefer to see Clark than go out to dinner, a nice dinner at the old mill, where she has always loved going, and in fact, she has always been begging to go to the old mill for dinner?
Well, it's different now.
What do you mean? Isn't the food any good there anymore? They changed cooks?
No. I mean, it's different now that, with Clark in the picture.
What picture?
Honey, Clark is coming over.
Debbie won't get any dinner. Here she can have a nice one.
She doesn't care about food. She and Clark can fix hamburgers.
Hamburgers? She can have that any time. It hardly compares with dinners at the old mill.
Bob, darling, please don't be so thick. Debbie would rather be with Clark.
Than be with us?
Yes.
Debbie would rather be with that pimply-faced guy with a stick-out ears and be with her mommy and daddy?
Yes, and you haven't even looked at him lately. His complexion is fine now. It's only adolescence.
Well, his ears still stick out, I'll bet.
Well, he can't help that. What a prejudiced thing to say. And they're not that bad anyway. What's the matter with you? As a matter of fact, Clark's extremely good-looking. Have we got some Freudian thing here that daddy is jealous?
No.
Debbie
would rather be with him than with us.
Yes, dear. Isn't it natural?
And it may be natural, but I don't like it. She's only 16.
Well, she can't be Daddy's baby forever.
I've lost her already.
Oh, you haven't lost her. Now stop thinking that way. Look, when you were 16, didn't you prefer to be with your friends instead of with your parents? Try to remember.
Seems like yesterday she was in diapers.
Well, she's in jeans now, and she's old enough and capable enough to be in a wedding dress and get married and have a baby, so you better reconstruct your thinking. So that when she does...
Remember when we used to go out to dinner and get her a babysitter, and she used to cry and say, "Oh, Daddy, take me too. Oh, Daddy, can't I go with you and Mommy?" We should have taken her.
Dear.
When we had the chance.
Why? We loved having dinner alone, without having to ask the hostess for a high chair or a junior stool. And not having to cut her meat or worry about her because she wanted to get up and run around?
Where does time go? The years are too much with us, said somebody around.
Well, you look it up in Bartlett's. Huh?
Boy, you complain that I never ask you to eat out, and when I do...
Honey, tomorrow we'll dress up. We'll all be ready. It'll be no prop... Oh, what is it, Chi-Chi? Oh, honey, you gave him the kidney flavor stuff. Honey, he hates that. I guess he wants the liver flavor with his special cheese tidbits. Come on, Chi-Chi. Didn't Daddy give you the right food, hmm?
I am not the cat's daddy.
Honey, when Debbie's gone for good, we're just going to be Mommy and Daddy to the cats and dogs. You better get used to it.
My little girl. Clark or no Clark, Debbie is still my little girl.
Yes, dear, yes. Of course she is.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. Then I learned about Datril. I compared labels and couldn't find any difference. Datril has the same pain reliever, no aspirin. Datril's just as effective as Tylenol. So now I compare prices and buy the one that costs less. Why spend more?
Datril, from Bristol-Myers. Ask your doctor about it.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal. The Little Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.